grab your drink. It's time for the 30-Minute Cocktail Hour with your hosts, Randy Gordon and Anonymous Scott.
Welcome, everybody, once again to the 30-Minute Cocktail Hour. I'm Randy Gordon, and as usual, next to me there is Anonymous Scott, and it is Who's Your Daddy's Cocktail? It's our Father's Day show. Yes, indeed. Who's Your Daddy's Cocktail?
Episode 15.
Yeah, episode 15. Wow.
Who'd have thunk it?
I never would have thought it. You know, it started as a dream. Two lads from Liverpool. Oh, wait a minute.
Wait, we're not from Liverpool.
That's right.
It really wasn't a dream. It was just an excuse.
Used to drink.
And smoke.
Yes, and speaking of
tax
that.
Tax deductible.
On our Father's Day, Who's Your Daddy's Cocktail, actually one of my brothers emailed us at the show, 30mch.com, and was drinking some Jamesons and enjoying a Rocky Patel. So you decided this evening to pull out a Rocky Patel.
Yeah, so what the hell?
What do you got?
I got a Rocky Patel.
Yeah, a little bit more, please.
Rocky Patel 1990, which is interesting that they've been producing this cigar for, you know, like, I don't know, 5 years now. So I don't know how they have that much tobacco from that 1 year, but I think they just...
Is that why they call it, like, 1990? He was smoking a 92.
Yeah, I had a 92 in there, but this is a 90. There's a difference.
I've had the 92. That's good.
Yeah, they're both pretty tasty.
Enjoyable.
Honduran cigars.
And once again, the 30-Minute Cocktail Hour is brought to you by Ringside Liquors, where we get our juiced up, get our stuff.
It's where we procure our alcohol for these shows.
Yeah, and I was talking to John, talking about Who's Your Daddy's Cocktails, because we had suggestions. Everybody, thank you for the emails and the suggestions.
Yeah, there were a lot of them.
When you were growing up, every dad's got a cocktail. He comes home from work. He gets his drink on, you know, good relax.
Yeah, my dad was a Boilermaker for a long time.
What's in a Boilermaker?
It's you basically drop a shot of whiskey in a beer and then drink it.
He would come home and...
Well, I think after he got done working in the mill, he'd go and have one of those with the boys.
Oh, I see.
Down at the bar.
Well, my dad...
Just envisioned the Deer Hunter. You know, the beginning.
Oh,
where
right.
They're all at the bar.
Oh, you mean when they put the gun to their head and they're doing Russian...
No, before that.
Oh, I see. I remember my dad. He used to drink a gin. It was gin for a while, but now it's vodka and tonics. But diet tonic. Apparently, there's a lot of sugar in tonic.
Yeah,
I didn't realize that. Yeah,
that's my girlfriend just switched from that
to diet tonic.
Yeah, she would never have vodka tonics because of the calories. But then she found diet tonic, and she's like, "Oh, these are pretty good."
Well, before the show, in honor of my father, I had a vodka tonic, and I'm sure he probably had a couple. I called him; he was at a bar on Father's Day. With
nice.
Some friends.
Because none of the Gordon boys live at home?
No, we're all old. We're all out. So, yeah, before he was going to go over and have a little cookout at my brother's house, it was at the bar with the vodka tonics, probably the diet tonic with a lime. And when I was a kid, because he would always, and it's shit vodka half the time.
Ugh.
And so I went out.
Can't
and I
do
got,
that, though.
I got Smirnoff. Because I wanted to see what he was drinking. So I got Smirnoff and diet tonic and a lime. And it was all right. It wasn't bad, actually.
But, yeah, it's not like you're drinking high-end vodka.
No, he never did. He was like, I was trying to find Gordon's, which is really hard to, because it's cheap, I guess.
Right.
So I couldn't find that. But he would always drink those. And, you know, for Christmas, I got him the best gift ever, because he still uses it till this day.
You tell me, and you bought this years ago.
Years ago. I was early 20s. It is a little suitcase. It's smaller than, like, a carry-on. It's probably one-third the size. But it's about like that. It's a hard case, and it opens up, it butterflies open, and on one side it was like the left side was like mixing stuff and holders for bottles of like mixers, and then the other side held the bottles of booze, the 750s.
Nice.
Yeah. And so because he was always taking shit in the, he was bringing the plastic, you know, vodka bottles along with him because he didn't want to spend the money at the hotel.
Right. Party to travel.
Yeah. So I bought him this thing, and he thought it was the greatest thing. I mean, my mother told me that years ago, I saw him, and they had that. I said, God, he's still got that thing. And she's like, that was the greatest gift you ever got.
Yeah, he loves it.
He still uses it to this day. Because anytime he stays, because you can stay at like a Motel 6 or any place without a bar, and you still have your drink.
Go fill up the ice bucket, and you're ready to go.
That's what's so funny, is that's the first thing he does. He goes and fills up the ice bucket, and it comes back to the room, and he's got his ice bucket, and it carries glasses in there, too. Well, I think he uses the plastic glasses that come, you know, with the plastic over them, you know, for
yeah, from the room.
Right, exactly. So he unwraps those, then he makes himself a vodka tonic.
That sounds like a good time.
It's good times, isn't it? And that was my question. You know, now your dad's drinking these Boilermakers.
Yeah.
Now, was there, could you tell, like, how, like, what year were you probably when you realized, okay, now I can tell when my dad's drunk?
Never. Because my folks,
really?
They never, there was never alcohol in the house growing up. And I only know about the Boilermaker from stories.
Oh.
So my parents never drank while
So your dad never came home and had a drink in front of you?
No.
Oh.
I mean, there were beers during football season or during the summer, but there was rarely ever hard alcohol in the house that I ever recall.
That's interesting.
Yeah, so it was a real bitch for me to get drunk whenever I was in high school.
Yeah. Well, we had plenty of cheap booze. And the vodka was the easiest because then you put the water in there.
Yeah, but now the, you know, then my brother and I moved out and those bastards became freaking winos.
Did they move on to wine?
Oh, yeah. Then all of a sudden my dad's going on wine trips. They're putting wine fridge in the kitchen. He's like, you know, got a couple hundred bottle wine collection. And I'm like, where was all this whenever we were growing up?
Well, the funniest was my mom used to make Bailey's herself. She had a recipe for Bailey's, and she put it in the Bailey's bottle. That was her drink after dinner, like all the friends were over.
Yeah. Say, here, have some Bailey's.
Yeah.
Homemade.
Yeah, exactly. You know, I walked in with a friend of mine in high school. We were going out drinking one night. Came in the house. My parents had friends over, and all the ladies are still up. Because my dad usually passed out about 9, 9:30.
That's pretty early.
Yeah. Well, after about 7 vodka and tonics, man, you're done. And so I walked in the house, and the ladies are like, hey, Ray! You know, and I'm looking at my friends. I'm just in my mind, I'm thinking, okay, we're all good. Because they can't tell we're drunk. Because they're drunker than we are.
Exactly. They're loaded.
And it's all the Baileys and all that stuff. So everybody wrote in to the show, and the majority of drinks was the Manhattan.
Yeah, well, you know.
With different variations on the theme, of course.
But our parents, or all the people that listen, I guess all their parents are usually, you know, are probably in the same age range. So they're all probably 55 to 75 in that group.
Right.
And it was a popular drink.
It must have been a popular drink in the late 60s and 70s.
Yeah, the 50s and 60s.
So we made Canadian Club Manhattans with, what we got?
Sweet vermouth.
Sweet vermouth bitters and Canadian Club, and there's a twist.
Mm-hmm. Lemon twist and a cherry.
A little lemon twist. I make it myself. It's good.
Right, make it right in the back.
Get the fuck out. No, I'm serious. It's good. I was just thinking about that the other day, Bronson Pinchot.
Where's he been?
I don't know. Man, he had a big career, didn't he, after that movie?
Bulky.
Yeah, because he got Perfect Strangers after that. And with some no-name guy.
And I haven't seen him since True Romance. So where is he?
True Romance. What was he in True Romance?
He was the guy that got Christian Slater hooked up with the drug dealer or the drug buying producer.
Oh, right.
He was like the producer's assistant.
Big coke snorting dude.
Yeah.
Okay, I remember that. So we're having the Manhattan, and I can say...
What do you think of it?
You know, it's not bad. It's nice. It's not a bad cocktail.
No, I actually kind of like it.
I think with better bourbon in it.
Yeah, I mean, it sweetens up the whiskey a little bit.
That's what it is. And there's no rocks. It's just
it's in a cocktail glass like a martini.
Yeah. And this was very big. And, of course, we also got... so this was the majority of them. And I'm going to try Joe Thomas.
You could probably drink a lot of these.
God, yeah.
Because they're pretty sweet.
Yeah. And probably the ladies drink a lot of these, too, probably.
Yeah. Well, we'll have that at the 30-minute cocktail hour, you know, speakeasy night.
That's right.
The old-time cocktail hour.
We're going to have a party. We are going to have a party. It is going to happen. We're not sure the date right now, but we are going to have a party, speakeasy night, with specials on all the old drinks. Stingers, Tom Collins,
Manhattans, and martinis.
Martinis. It'll be fun. We'll have some music, and we'll get some sponsors. It'll be good times. So Joe Thomas, I'm going to try this later on. He's the guy who does the VO at the beginning. He does our announcer.
Okay.
And he said his dad liked a good highball. And he's like, do they serve these anymore? And that'll be another drink on the list. But
the highball again?
The highball...
Was that just whiskey and ginger ale?
Yeah, it was whiskey and ginger ale.
Oh, that seems pretty simple.
Yeah.
I mean, well, how's that any different from like a 7 and 7?
That's not much. They just put a name to it. It's all like right. Sea Breeze and all that shit. I don't know why they do that. Well, and, you know...
Cuba Libre.
And Dave, who gave us a recipe for Tom Collins. Of course, there's variations on Tom Collins as well. He also...
But there's... fucking like 8 different ingredients in that thing. That's like way too many for me.
There's a lot of stuff in this, according to his recipe.
Well, that's why you just buy gin and Tom Collins mix,
right?
And you skip all that stuff.
Like Meet the Parents?
Yeah.
I'm out of Tom Collins mix. Gotta keep going. I got nipples, Greg. Can you milk me? he said a Canadian Club. His dad liked Canadian Club, and he drank that with Squirt. Can you buy Squirt anymore?
I don't think you can buy it out west. I think it's an East Coast thing.
Wow.
It's sort of a Midwest to East Coast thing.
Because you know what took over out here? I want a Fanta.
Yes.
Fantas. And that...
from South America?
What's that shit they always sell?
Horchata?
Yeah. Is that the rice drink?
Yes.
Yeah.
Horchata.
Yeah, horchata. Yeah, I don't care for
that. I don't know that you mix that with booze, though.
Oh, that would be disgusting. It's like rice milk, right?
I think so.
Ooh.
I don't care for it myself.
Does that mean Lupita? Is like Lupita and Shirley? Does she drink Pepsi and horchata?
Yes.
Instead of Pepsi and milk? These are some bad jokes.
That's right. They'll be edited out.
Well, see, because somebody like Lori wrote us that her dad was a Southern Comfort Manhattan. Same way, I guess.
It just depends on what you want.
So it's
an even sweeter Manhattan.
Oh, and she said her family, though, would make a picture of him during the summertime.
Oh, that's a party.
Yeah, this is, and then you have the other side, which is like Donna's dad here, which is Coors,
right?
Like the beer guys.
That was my uncle's in that. I mean, it was Miller High Life. I mean, let's just drink that all summer. That's such crap.
Then she says my best friend's dad drank Thunderbird straight up in a paper bag. I don't know if she's joking or if she's serious.
Her friend was homeless and her friend's dad needed to get a drink on.
It's like those guys when I was trying to buy Cisco the other day, just laughing my ass.
They're like, what's wrong with you, boy?
I know. It's like, do you know what that is?
Look, and then there was you've wine. Got a car and a job. What are you doing buying Cisco?
When I was in the liquor store, we were talking about that, and there was wine distributors there, and they're like, they're like, it's wine. They're like, it is? Like, well, you know.
Sort of. It's wine type.
And then Jackie had sent me that Lord Calvert and Coke.
Jackie Earl Haley?
Yes. I don't know who that is.
What's his name? From Bad News Bears.
Oh, the one out in the...
The motorcycle riding...
Oh, that was his name, was Jackie?
Yeah. That's his real name.
Oh, that's the actor who played him. Yeah, then he came back in some movie later on, a few years ago.
His character's name was Kelly.
That's right. He had a girl's name. I remember that.
Yeah.
And was it Tatum O'Neill?
It was.
Yeah. I used to like Tatum O'Neill. What a cutie.
Yep.
She's crazy.
Then it all went to hell.
And then, she said Lord Calvert and Coke, which I tried to find Lord Calvert. Apparently, you can't find that.
I've seen that before.
I've seen it before, but I don't know. It's pretty shitty, I think, is part of the deal. But she said no matter where he went,
Lord Calvert and Coke.
Well, it's like my dad with his vodka.
Right.
Would always bring his own vodka because it was cheaper, you know, so you want to stop by.
Well, my grandmother, God rest her soul, before she went to bed every night would have a Canadian Club.
Before bed?
Yeah, she'd have a shot at Canadian Club or...
Oh, a shot?
Yeah.
Oh, grandma sitting up there knitting, and then you're like, oh, time for some Canadian Club.
Time for a shot. Time to help me go to sleep. I'm going to have a shot.
Instead of NyQuil or something.
That's why I got that bottle. That's a, you know, tribute to Graham.
See, I don't understand why all these people take Ambien. Fuck it. Canadian Club's right there.
Exactly.
Just do it.
They don't want the calories. Do you think that the liquor companies are the ones that don't want marijuana to be legalized because that's calorie-free relaxation?
Oh, yeah. I think you might be right. Because of this, health conscious society we're in.
Well, that will cut into their revenues if marijuana is legal.
That's true. I just saw this story on this marijuana dispensary. It was like a high end pharmacy. It was like an organic pharmacy,
right?
And the guy was trying to the news. Oh, it was what's his name? Anderson Cooper.
Okay.
Yeah, and his big guns. The guy's been working out or something. He's huge. He's like Ed Hockley. Is it Hockley?
Hockley.
Yes. The NFL ref.
Right.
Yeah.
Who's a lawyer?
Is he really?
Yep.
I just talked to somebody the other day, speaking of NFL referees, her friend...
Hey, you could do that. You need a job.
An NFL referee.
Why don't you go to like ref school, and you could be like a linesman or a
You know
back
how long
judge?
It takes? Because I was talking to this woman. Her friend, one of her best friends, is just moved up to the NFL.
Yeah.
He was a college ref down in the southeast.
Okay.
And...
For how long?
Years. It's probably right, close to 10 years, yeah.
Dude, you start out in high school right now.
That's where I started. He started in Pop Warner, actually.
There you go. You'll be set. You'll be in the pros in no time.
It's when I'm 70.
I mean, granted, you won't be able to run down the field with those guys, but it'll be funny.
She said it was funny because every time she sees like the news articles of the games, there's a picture, and he's always in the perfect place for the picture. Because he's the line guy. He's the backfield, like the touchdowns, he's the guy who calls the touchdowns.
Right, like the back judge?
Yeah, so he's always there whenever that's happening. And she's like, every time. But now he's moving up to the NFL, and I guess he's a little nervous about that.
Yeah, you don't want to mess up those calls.
Oh, and you got to learn that shit backwards and forwards, that playbook, or the rule book. Backwards and forwards, man.
Yeah, you can't make a mistake, man. Your shit's on TV every week.
Exactly. And then you got guys like T.O. and everybody else coming up.
Bitching your shit out.
Well, you know they're going to haze
it. You got like Bill Cowher up in your face, spitting in stuff all over you. Well, not this year because he's not coaching, right. But people like him.
But then the aggravation you're going to get the first year, those NFL guys.
They're going to think, rookie ref, I'm going to get all in his head.
But then if you give it back to them, probably that's when they respect you. Then you after a year or so, you probably get to.
Or you just cut them with a knife and say, fuck you.
Well, you shank them.
Yeah.
You know, because they're all NFL prison people, so they're used to that.
There you go.
Getting shanked in the side.
Nice. You're like, hey, it'd be kind of funny with you running down the field with a knife sticking out of your hamstring.
What were we talking about? Yeah, so football and I don't know how I got.
We were talking about weed.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. So anyway,
I don't know how we got the NFL off weed.
Don't know because again, it's like listening to a conversation at a bar. Man, we're drinking our Manhattans, which is good.
I want another one.
Yeah, I think we got to have another one of these. These are good. You got the cherry in there, which is always good. I used to eat these all the time when my parents went out. See, that was my drink when I was a kid.
Rob Roy.
Yeah. Well, the kiddie cocktail.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which was what?
Well.
Was it the Shirley Rob, Temple or the Rob Roy?
The Rob Roy. I would call it a kiddie cocktail, and I would tell them. I wouldn't say Shirley Temple because
because that's gay.
Yeah, I didn't want to, you know, because I'm
a man.
Because I'm 10.
Yeah.
You know, I don't, so I was like, can I get the Sprite with the grenadine? And I learned White Ray, though, was grenadine.
Yeah.
And then I would always get the cherries, you know, because I wanted to look. And the sword, the little plastic sword.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
We need some plastic swords for this. That's what I remember of my dad's cocktails, my parents' cocktails, was always plastic swords.
I only got the booze.
I was at a bar the other night that have the Camel has their own little plastic stirrers now.
No, yeah. There's another way for the cigarette companies to advertise.
Well, you see, now that Obama's got new legislation out there for anti-tobacco legislation,
mm-hmm.
for advertising and stuff, and so they're going to have a hard time finding places to advertise.
They should advertise on the 30-minute cocktail hour.
I think they should. We should talk to them about that. Yes. We're going to have another Manhattan.
American Spirit and Camel and Cool. You'll smoke some menthols, right?
My brother's email. Did you read that email when he sent that? He's like, don't forget about. Oh, no, it's a comment he posted under the Cisco one, I think it was.
Yeah.
He was like, don't forget the strikes.
Lucky strikes?
No. Strikes were matches.
Oh.
This was the 70s. He was working in a liquor store. And it was a box of squares and some strikes. That's all the brothers would come in. Let me get a box of squares, which are cool.
Yeah.
And some strikes. And
nice. That was,
so he's working. And this is SIU, you know. This is in the 70s. And it was so funny. He was working at this liquor store. And there's a great story. These guys come in, and one guy's got a big, long, white, like, cashmere trench coat, right?
Well, it was the 70s.
Well, it was the 70s. I mean, that's what he's wearing. So these guys, and the owner's there. And so these guys are, somebody goes up and buys, you know, some strikes and some squares. And the guy with the long cashmere trench coat puts this bottle of, like, red wine, like, you know, some kind of, you know, Mad Dog or some shit like that, in his pocket. And they're starting to walk out.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's going to steal it. So they're walking out, and the owner's at the doorway with one of those little souvenir wooden baseball bats.
Yeah.
The guy hits the doorway. He goes, breaks it right in his pocket, red wine all over the coat. And the owner just looks at him and goes, that one's on me.
And then two nights later, they came back and shot him with a 12-gauge.
Well, nowadays, that probably would happen, yes. But then it was like, yeah, 70s, different time. But
right.
As I started to tell the story, we made some cocktail changes. That's how quick we are on the show. We
had
to make cocktail changes.
20 minutes in, already on the second cocktail.
You up your... you're still in Manhattan, but going back to the bourbons and
bands. Yeah, I went back to the bourbon show. I had some Elijah Craig sitting in the liquor case over there, in the liquor cabinet. So I made an Elijah Craig Manhattan, which is going to, I hope...
This is a higher-end bourbon. Now, have you tasted it?
Not yet.
Oh, all right. I'm trying a highball, thanks to Joe Thomas's dad. Trying the highball, which is just ginger ale and whiskey, really. That's about all it is. And I'm having Canadian Club. If you're going to put... Yeah, that's the thing.
Ooh, that's tasty.
Is it?
Yeah.
See, it's much better probably than the Canadian Club.
Yeah, it's a little bit better.
Well, if you're
But then again, you know, I think it's the same with anything, though. If you start using a lot of mixers,
yeah,
if you start using a lot of added stuff, then...
There's no point in using good liquor.
No. That's like all those people that are like, I'm going to have a top shelf, you know, vodka with anything. I mean, what a waste of money that is.
That's probably why my dad drank the cheap vodka. Or still does.
Dad listen to the show?
Probably not. He doesn't know how to work a computer very well.
All right, well then.
You know, that's
fine.
They're not, I don't know, your parents computer savvy?
Nah, my parents don't know I do this.
That's why you're anonymous.
Yeah. she found out that I had that we were on Facebook.
Oh, yeah?
And then she was like, wanted to be a friend. I said, nope.
Yeah, see, my buddy has his mom as his friend.
Nah, I couldn't do that. I said, Mom, I love you to death.
Yeah, but I couldn't do
and
that.
And I'll take care of you instead of putting you in a home, but I can't let you see my life.
No.
Sorry.
No. That's kind of weird.
Why do you think I live 3,000 miles away from you?
Well, that's why I don't let like my nieces and nephews on my Facebook or MySpace.
Right.
It's just one of those things.
Because then I'd be like, oh, Uncle Randy's a pervert. Uncle Randy talks about masturbation all the time.
They probably listen to the podcast. I don't know. They might. Who knows? I don't know what they're doing, you know.
Well, how would they know about
the
podcast?
Well, but see that now, well, from my siblings, they probably tell
them.
And the
your Uncle Randy's a degenerate who has a podcast where he just talks about drinking and sex.
That's right. That's all I talk about. Drinking.
Pornography.
Pretty much, yes. Speaking of sex.
Had to get there sooner or later.
No, but is Lola's going to put up part 3?
Yeah, Lola.
Of her series?
I got drunk with Lola the other night. Oh, yeah. That girl's crazy.
Really? Now, for those of you who don't know, if you're 30mch.com, if you listen through iTunes, go to 30mch.com because we have the blog. And Lola's been putting up her female advice to men on getting women. And she makes it so sounds so fucking simple, but it's not.
Yeah, we were drinking Friday night. And
did you talk about this?
Yeah, we talked about it a little because we talked about the, we were thinking of like, where are we going to go with this? What are we going to do? Mm-hmm. We were thinking, well, you know, one of the nights when we do our show out on location at a bar or whatever, what we're going to do is kind of like, she's going to be there to give you coaching advice.
It'll be like a wingman?
Wingman, and then you're going to go and pick up girls based on her. You're going to have to do exactly what she says.
And you mean me?
Yes. Really? You're going to have to go up to a woman at the bar or whatever and be like,
oh, wow.
And we're going to see how that all works out to see if her advice is really.
That'll be quite the experiment. Yeah, that'll be quite the experiment.
Yeah. Oh. And I can't do it, so.
Well, no, you got a girlfriend, but I, that'll be interesting. Yeah, so she's going to post part 3
right.
of her series this week. And
yeah, we were talking about that a lot the other night. As a matter of fact, we were laughing.
She's got a couple of comments on her.
Did she?
Yeah.
That's good.
The old Kaiser put a comment up there again.
Oh, great. We had some women at the.
Gathering there?
At the gathering the other evening, and yeah, it was funny how they were all, they started to debate.
Oh, they didn't believe, they didn't like her tact.
Well, yeah,
she
because,
had to say.
Well, it's funny because Lola and I have a similar sense of humor.
Yeah.
And some of the other women at the table.
Not.
Totally
so much.
Different.
Oh.
So it was kind of funny. Yeah, so this should be good. This will be, like a nice anthropological study.
It is the Who's Your Daddy's Cocktail, and we are drinking your suggestions. We'd like to thank everybody. Once again, go. Also, if you've been to 30mch.com, there is the little button you can click. There's a little second square that says the first official merchandise. So get yourself a t-shirt or hat or coffee mug. 30mch.com. It says cigars. It says cocktails, cigars, and life. And it says 30mch.com. It's a podcast like radio without the knobs. So it's, support it. It's good. It's good for everybody, I think. I just had to put that plug in there.
Yeah.
Speaking of, because it's a gift. You can give a gift for your dad. So I was looking at...
Here, Dad, I know you don't know how to work a computer.
Yeah.
Here's a t-shirt. A podcast.
Yeah.
But I don't have time to explain to you what a podcast
what did
is.
You, now, did you get your dad something for him?
I got him a phone call.
Well, that's what I did. I called my dad. I sent a card.
What am I going to give my
did
dad?
Did you get a card?
I'm not really the card-sending type. Ask my mom.
Oh, you didn't have your mom go buy a card, did you?
No.
Oh.
But her birthday's coming up, which means I guess I got to go get one.
Well, AskMen.com had the top 10, and I got to tell you, these are actually bad gifts. Some of these are bad gifts. Now, if you're a dad, would you want an auto card manager? This
what is
one. It's one of these things that you put in your your debit card, your credit cards, your driver's license, and you press a button and it pops out, and it's like
that's ridiculous.
Yeah, who's gonna and a Swiss Army Hunter knife?
No,
and
I'd want one of those Rambo knives though. That'd be cool, where it's got like the compass in the
oh right.
And it's got matchsticks.
So you can kill a boar.
Yeah.
Can you kill a boar when you're escaping the police?
Yeah, when I'm running from Brian Dennehy. Come on, that was the best of the Rambo movies, though.
You're trying to save him? What's he say? Like, what is
Richard trying to... Yeah, he says, you think I'm trying to save you from him? Or him from you? I'm trying to save you from him.
Yeah. Brian Dennehy, what a good... you know who was
I
in
love that movie.
You know who was in that?
Dave Caruso. Fuck yeah.
He never took off his... He didn't have any glasses to take
off.
No,
he's the whiny little...
Yeah.
He's like the whiny little deputy.
Yeah, it was one of his first movies, I think. And fishing gear. I don't know how many dads fish.
Apparently, it's huge outside of the L.A. area.
I guess wildlife stuff. Yeah, hunting and fishing.
I mean, I know...
I guess your dad's into it, I suppose.
Yeah, I mean, I know it was always big in Florida. It's huge in any lake area.
Yeah, but a bridal leather dress wallet. This is number six on the list.
What the fuck is that?
Is that
like some cowboy gear?
No, it's like one of those things in the movies. Do you know, they like James Bond has where he opens it up? It's like the full bill length mm-hmm. kind of wallet where you open it
up. Oh, yeah, my granddad used to rock one of those.
and a coin purse?
No.
Do you ever have one of those where you squeeze it?
Yeah.
You know?
Like, how many coins does that fucking thing hold? Like 20? And then it's full.
My grandmother used to have one of those, and it had, she must have had $20 worth of fucking coins.
Oh, yeah.
It was amazing. And then wine. How many dads are drinking wine? I guess they're...
My dad.
Your dad's moving into wine, I guess. So
yeah, I mean, his birthday's coming up, so we're trying. My brother and I are trying to figure out what we're getting him for his birthday, and we're like, fuck, he doesn't eat anything. He doesn't want anything. So we're either like, let's get him a round at Sawgrass, or let's buy him a shitload of wine.
Ooh, a round at Sawgrass would be good.
Yeah.
Because he can play the 17th. That's the stadium hole.
Yeah, that's the... your asshole puckers up.
Yeah, because it's an island, and you got to hit it. Well, it's really a peninsula, because you got to walk to it. But it's pretty much an island.
Look at you, Captain Technical.
Well, you know. You should get your dad this, number four on the list, a grooming kit.
Really? What's that come with? It's got
tweezers and all that
shit
in
there. I've gotten those damn things over the years for Christmas. What a fucking useless.
You never use them?
No.
Yeah. That's why your nails are, like, really long. And I don't understand that. Guys who have these. You ever seen that?
Yeah, guys with long fingernails?
Real? Yeah.
I don't know.
You know, cut that shit. My dad used to always carry a fingernail clippers. I think he still does. He's always good for that.
Just use a Bowie knife to cut mine.
Number one is a watch.
Oh.
You weren't going to say a watch, were you?
No, I was going to say, is the number one gift a Porsche convertible?
No.
Oh, wait,
there's no cars on this list,
actually. Oh, wait. That's the number one midlife crisis gift.
We're going to have that
show. I want to get rid of my kids.
We're going to have that show. Remember, we were talking to Dave, and we're going to have our midlife crisis show.
That was the best. Because we're all sitting around going, well, so when did your midlife crisis start? And Dave's like,
When I bought the motorcycle?
No, he didn't say that. He's like, I don't think I have. And then his roommate's all like, it started when you bought the motorcycle.
Yeah, that you wrecked. Yes. And then I doesn't have it anymore.
No, he still got it.
Oh, but he's probably not driving it. I'd be a little nervous about driving it.
I don't think Dave is.
After you flip over the handlebars, I'd be a little nervous. And as always, put comments on our webpage, 30mch.com, if you're listening through iTunes. And again, if you're on 30mch, you can go to iTunes and subscribe, and you'll get every one of these weekly podcasts. And then also, if you register or if you just give us your information and stuff on the comments, join the Facebook, when we do have our speakeasy night, with all our little cocktails and stuff, we'll let you know so you can come out and join us if you're in the Los Angeles area.
Well, there you go.
If you're in
the That'll be a fun time.
That's like, if you're in the Los Angeles area, it's like tickets to the 30-minute cocktail.
It's like the end of Price is Right.
Right, exactly. You know, I heard and people who are going to go on the Price is Right, I'm going to give you a little inside tip.
Who's doing that?
Drew Carey hosts the Price is Right.
Is that who it is? Yeah. I thought he was doing Family Feud.
No, he's been hosting the Price is Right for a while.
Who's hosting Family Feud?
The last time I knew it was John O'Hurley.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but I heard a little secret. If you're going to the Price is Right, be with a group, and if you have shirts and stuff, that's much better as well. They want the fun and exciting.
Yeah, they're trying to do the whole, what was the deal show they did back in the day?
Let's Make a Deal?
Let's Make a Deal.
Yeah, with Money.
Yeah,
Hall.
That had...
We had to dress up.
Right, because in the beginning they didn't, but then somebody was like, well, I'm going to dress up a little bit to get attention.
Is that how it started?
Yeah, nobody dressed up in the early days.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, and then somebody was like, all right, well, I want to get Money Hall's attention, so I'm going to... You know, I'm going to wear a funny wig, or I'm going to wear a crazy costume or something like that. And then he's going to go and talk to them because he's like, well, who's this person with the crazy costume on? And then they're like, well, fuck, that person's doing it. I got to like one up them. So, yeah, that's it just organically grew out of that people started to.
And that became their gimmick for the show.
And then, after a number of shows, it just became their gimmick.
I used to love that. It goes, he'd be like, I'm going to give you $1,000 or what's behind door number two.
Mm-hmm.
And they'd be like, I'll take the door and open up. It's like, it's a pile of horse shit.
Yes, you know? It's a potato.
Exactly.
Enjoy. Could have had a grand.
And they get screwed. But watching it nowadays, like if you see the reruns on like Nick and Knight or something, and they're like, it's a brand new, you know,
Pinto.
Chevy. Yeah, exactly. Pinto shit. It's a Ford Pinto. And it's value priced at $2,300.
Well, what I always loved was on that and on The Price is Right. One of the selling points or one of the things they would say about the car would be like, you know, it's a 1982 Chevy with California emissions.
Yeah.
Like that was always one of the things they talked about. Like, okay, so it meets California emission standards. Why are you mentioning that?
That means I don't have the smog check, I guess.
They never had air conditioning, though. Yeah. Like, that would have been better.
No, they come with standard features.
Yes.
That was
It was the base model. Yeah. The thing was so stripped down.
Uh-huh.
Roll-up windows, no air conditioning, stick shift, But California emissions. That was the only thing.
It's all the standard features. My favorite is there's a clip on YouTube where this lady is so stupid. They do the on the Price is Right. You know, where you the front row.
Yeah.
They bid on the first thing, the first thing, and somebody bid like I don't know $1,000. She bid $998.
She had it wrong. It was supposed to be $1,001.
Right. Exactly. She's just completely screwed it up. Then there was a guy who bid on the what do you call it, the big showcase.
Yeah.
Exactly right.
Did he really?
He got it exactly right. It's only happened like twice on The Price is Right.
Wow.
And this guy got it. And
so he wins both of them then, right?
He wins both showcases, yeah, because he was within like $250 or whatever it is, or $1,000. Yeah. They were talking about that. There was comments and stuff back and forth online about how Drew Carey's expression was kind of not like of excitement, because I guess they stopped the showdown. They did a stop down after he had did his bid.
Yeah.
And they were looking at it to see if there's any kind of problems, or maybe he went to somebody in the audience, or he knew somebody.
Yeah.
They were doing a little double-checking kind of thing, and to verify that that was the exact price. And so when they came back, you know, that's why Drew Carey's expression, well, it's on YouTube, you can see it. It's like, look it up, like showcase exact price or something like that. But that's why Drew Carey's expression isn't like over the top, because they already stopped down the show for a bit.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah, it was very interesting. But think of the odds of hitting that. Or just like this guy that won the lotto like twice in a week.
What?
Major, like not the millions, but won like, you know, $100,000.
Yeah.
Twice in a week.
Well, that's crazy.
And that fucking...
He must have been playing a lot.
And that farmer who wins $250 million or
something. That guy is awesome, though, because you always see it. The people who win the lotto are always like some 65 or 75-year-old person.
That's only people that play it.
Right. So some 23-year-old guy wins it. Dude, if I was him...
But he wants to grow, like, a better potato or something.
Yeah,
fucking retarded.
Well, you know, that's good. Move to L.A. and blow it all on hookers. Oh. You know the best game show moment ever, though?
Oh, was The Price is Right at the top coming down? No.
No. Mm. It was the dating game.
Oh.
Where he's, what's the strangest place you've made whoopee? And the woman goes, in the butt?
And she goes, that would be in the butt, Bob.
You're like in a car, in a closet, and right. She's like in the butt.
Which leads us into your question in Father's Day, right?
We were talking about this earlier.
This leads into your question.
When do you know you've become a bad father?
When your daughter is doing porn and double anal.
Yeah, or she's getting choked out.
Or spit on or whatever, you know. It's amazing to me. Like Jenna Jameson's dad's like, oh, I'm so proud of her.
Really? You failed as a father. Your daughter is getting fucked by Lexington Steel in the ass. You have failed as a father. I hate to break it to you. This is not a proud moment.
Right.
It's like a failure.
It's like Chris Rock always said, my job as a dad is to keep her off the pole.
Mm-hmm.
That's what he says. My job as a dad is to keep her off the pole.
Yeah, anything else is okay as long as she's not a...
That's right. As long as she's not on that fucking pole, man. And pole being... Either way.
Yes.
Yeah. You know, I mean, and that's the question, is like, do single parent homes, are they worse than homes with a dad? You know, I mean, because you got dads there when the daughter's out. Jenna Jameson's dad was around.
But where was mom?
I mean, that's a big question. Where's the mother?
It's usually where's the father, I guess, but in Jenna's
case,
well,
that's what Obama was just talking about.
Where's the father?
Obama's father abandoned him when he was a kid.
Really?
Yeah.
So does Shaq's, I guess.
And that was, and he
and
was,
LeBron's.
He had a whole, and I was kind of glad to see this. He actually had that speech where he was saying to the black fathers.
Was this the softer Bill Cosby speech?
He said, see, get, you and the fathers and the thing.
Boom, bop.
Yeah. He was saying that, you know, his father, you know, was never around, and that some fathers ought to take more responsibility. Like the daddies you see on Maury. Who's your baby's daddy?
Oh, that's terrible.
I love Maury, though.
If you don't know who your baby's daddy is, maybe that's a problem.
Yeah, when you're maybe going on Maury and there's like five different fathers.
Maybe, yeah. If there's the opportunity for it to be five different guys, maybe you should close your legs once in a while, you whore.
That might be a good idea. Well,
maybe the question isn't who's your baby's daddy. Maybe it is,
now,
you know, how not to be a whore.
Do you think that those women don't have any fathers, though? And that's why they're like that.
Oh, God.
They're looking for the daddy.
Please don't. I don't want to get into some big psychological downer. The world needs whores, however they're created, whether it's because no daddy and they're trying to find daddy and, you know, whatever bad boy or guy will stick their dick in them. You know, we don't need to get into that big old psychological discussion. I'm trying to have a good time.
The world needs whores.
Otherwise, how would guys make it through college?
I mean, seriously. Yeah, being a single guy. Listen.
All right.
I made it through my 20s with a horse.
All right. Listen. I like porn.
Yeah.
I think I've made that well known.
Yeah, we all know that.
I like naked women.
We all know that, yeah.
I've done some research. I've done more research on this than other subjects on this show. I have seen so many different naked women. I'm like, what is your fucking problem that you need to... I mean, either you've got a really bad daddy or some seriously low self-esteem... All these girls need to take their clothes off.
Well, no, sometimes though, there's a reason money,
Joe. Right, but there's a reason that Joe Francis is super wealthy.
You know what he does? He's very smart. He has a girl.
Doesn't he have his own island?
Yeah, yeah. He has his own friggin' island. He has a phone, and on the phone there's a button that says anything. And people go down the island all the time. People like Mariah Carey and, you know, Paris Hilton. Go figure that one. But you know what I mean? Like they all go. Celebrities go down to his island. And, yeah, I mean, of course, he's been sued left and right.
Yeah.
He's been spent time in jail.
Lots of girls are like, oh, I was underage.
But the thing is, you know, but then they go back. He has this girl. This is where he's smart, because he has this girl that goes out with the camera guys. See, because girls are more apt with another girl.
So I've heard.
Well, that's what I've heard. And that's why
you need a female wingman.
That's why I need Lola to go out with me.
And she'll take you out to a club.
And Friday nights and be my wingman.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There you go. That sounds like a plan.
I like that idea of going out to the bar, though. She could be my wingman. We'll see what happens.
That'll be a fun time.
But, yeah, but if everybody sees me coming in with a microphone and a headset on,
that
throws it off a little bit.
But I'll sit over there and we'll, like, you know, I'll Joe Buck it up, you know, do a little play-by-play.
Vince Scully.
Yeah.
And there goes Randy trying to hit on the 23.
And he's swinging a miss.
You know, Randy hasn't had sex in a while, so he's probably oozing that aura. Women can pick up on that.
Yeah, you're going to definitely have to rub one out before that show.
Yeah, I think so. I think that's the key. That's what they, you know, my brothers taught me that years ago. They said, before you go on a date, rub one out.
There you go. It takes the edge off.
It does. It takes the edge off, and you're a little bit more calm. You're a little more relaxed. Exactly. You don't have that, you know, hungry tiger look.
Yes. I'm going to eat anything.
Right, that walks in front of me, looking for the wounded gazelle to walk by.
Exactly.
Yeah. Well.
Go ugly early.
Exactly. So, I mean, we're talking about, like, do you think, though, that a single-parent home is a problem, though?
I don't necessarily think it's a problem. I think that there are a number of people that have been raised in single homes, single-parent homes, that are fine, upstanding citizens, that are, you know, there are any number of them. I mean, almost every football and basketball player was raised by a single mom.
That's why they always go, hey, Ma, I love you, Ma.
There are a number of people that, yeah, that were raised by their mothers, so...
But I think the male figure of some sort, I think the has to kind of be there. And I know... But I still think, even for the, like, the gay people that adopt lesbian or, you know, gay men, I think if you have two opposing sort of people, that it works. If you have kind of the nurturing mother type... And you have sort of the stern father type.
Well, yeah, I mean...
Be it lesbian or gay, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, I think that works.
Well,
I think
if you're only getting
that.
One input, you're going to be fucked up, probably.
Yeah.
Well, you kind of need a balance of both.
But then
like,
you
I
also,
mean, I had both, you know, my parents...
You know what we've gotten away from is sort of... And you see with these nannies and all this other shit out here. Maybe it's more Southern California probably than any place else, but... You know,
I think it's SoCal and cheap labor.
Yeah, it's probably...
Because you can get a Guatemalan nanny out here for next to nothing.
I see these...
which is a damn shame.
I see these, like, 50-year-old Guatemalan or Mexican ladies, Latino ladies, pushing these fucking Aryan kids down the street.
Yeah, you're like, hey, where'd you get that kid?
Right.
Is that yours?
Like, that's not your child, is it?
No, it's kind of fucked up that, you know, okay.
Well, I heard a guy talking the other day on the phone. I'm listening to him, and he's talking about... He's wondering... Because his nanny is got pregnant or something, is going to have to leave, and they're wondering what they're going to do. I'm like, how about raise your fucking kid?
Yeah, how about be a parent?
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Of course,
it?
That's easy to say because I don't have kids.
Well, that's true. That I know of. I don't, you know, have any kids. But
I don't have any in the United States.
But that's... I have a lot of Filipino children. I have a lot of Thai children running around.
Yeah. There's potentially 7 kids running around Bangkok.
What a great name for a city, too. Bangkok.
Yeah, they didn't even know it was going to work out like that.
I know, did they? That's why David Carradine was hung himself in the with his lingerie on and his wig, you know, doing his autoerotic asphyxiation in Bangkok. And people are like, yeah, like there's probably other people in the room that seem to have disappeared.
Yes.
Because it's not hard to find a hooker in Bangkok. You know, it's hard as a single parent, I'm sure, to have that. And God bless you if you raise some child right and you're a single parent. I mean, be a father or a mother.
I see it and I've seen it, you know, in practice. So, yeah, it is tough. Yeah.
It is very tough, you know, to manage the bills and everything else and then try to sustain some stability in there and some rule, some laws to follow, right. You know, going, hey.
Hey, you need to chill out.
Yeah, exactly. You know what I'm saying? It's like, eh.
Well, it's easy for the kids to play one parent against the other then, too, in the
divorce situation. Yeah. Yeah, that's true. That is
like, fuck you, I'll just go to dad's.
Mm. And a lot of parents play that, too.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I'm going to give you the best birthday party you've ever had. You know, the dad who sees them on the weekends. Well, then there's the deadbeat dads.
Like, I impregnated you, but fuck you. You're on your own.
Again, we come back to Maury.
Yeah, it's amazing.
I don't know. I love the guys' reactions on Maury, too, when it's not their kid.
They're like, fuck, thank God. They will wear, you know, thank you, Jesus. I'm going to wear rubber every time now.
They're jumping up and down for joy. And they're like, woo-hoo-hoo.
Because that pulling out thing doesn't work.
You know, and
remember that, boys.
You look at these women and you're like, what is your problem? And it brings me to the question, like, and I thought about this. There's been a couple times in my life where I've realized that I have become my father or my mother.
Really?
Yeah.
Is it when you're sitting alone at home at night
drinking vodka and tonic? Right, vodka and tonic. No, have you ever had those moments, though, where you said a phrase?
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, shit.
Yep.
I have.
It's a damn scary thing.
Is that the phrase from your dad? Damn scary thing.
No, that's it's just scary when it happened. When I
like, what is a phrase? What is it something you've said that you've like?
Not just whenever I have to like deal with children or something.
Oh, really?
Yeah, just dealing with kids and like. What the fuck are you kids doing? You don't know everything. You think you know everything, but you don't know everything.
All of a sudden, you become your father.
Yeah, I'm like, oh my God, I am my dad. These children think they know. They think they have the experience of a 50-year-old.
I know.
And they're 12. They know nothing.
I've done that too, though.
But they know everything.
I remember there was a time.
And you just want to beat them, but you can't do that apparently anymore.
No, you're not supposed to. That was the thing.
No, you're not allowed to spank kids anymore.
No, I know. My dad never spanked me. Really? But. The threat alone was enough.
My dad beat the shit out of me.
Like a spanking? Or
yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, that's...
He yanked my arm out of my socket one day.
Oh, he grabbed you by the arm? And like,
yeah.
Yeah.
I was like all, you know, throwing a temper tantrum in the mall or something like that. And he was like... got my attention. Fucking yanked me.
Uh-huh.
Arm popped out.
Ooh.
Ooh, that explains why I have shoulder problems all
there
the time.
There you go. See?
I've had shoulder problems for the last 30 years.
Thanks, Dad.
Thanks,
no,
buddy.
My dad...
Happy Father's Day.
My dad kicked me in the ass once.
Yeah.
Because I was playing with Silly Putty in the living room. And
on
I
the
threw
carpet?
No, I threw it on the ceiling and it stuck. And my mom was like, get that down. I'm like, I'm a fucking teenage drunker.
Yeah.
You know, that sort of attitude. And my dad's like, get it down now. And like, I stood up. He kicked me in the ass. He's like, your mother told you to get it down. Get it down now. Well, there's been times where I've either said something like my mother or I said something like my father. And I went, oh, shit.
Yep.
You don't realize how much that is ingrained in you as you're growing up. But
it happens. Eventually, you become your parents.
Yeah. And there's times where I'm like, I've told stories. Like, my dad has a real bad problem of telling the same stories over and over again.
Are you doing that?
Yeah, I do that, too. I forget who I told him to. So
well, you got to be real careful, because if you tell them on the show, then
I know.
You tell everybody like twice.
I know. And if you're listening, don't forget, you can get some merchandise, 30mch.com.
Oh, my God. You and your merchandise.
Get a t-shirt. Get a hat. We got trucker hats, so you can be, cool. We got coffee mugs. Go to the office with a 30mch coffee mug. People go, what's that? You go, oh, it's a podcast. It's pretty cool. You should listen to it. Well, I got to tell you, this highball, good stuff.
Yeah, you liking that?
Yeah, I'm kind of digging it. And the Manhattan with
the
Elijah Craig.
Canadian Club and
ginger ale.
Well, there you go. Yeah, I enjoyed my Manhattans.
With Elijah Craig.
Yeah.
Well, and we'll...
Of course, I started out with a shot or two of tequila, so that helped.
And which one? Tell everybody what you were drinking.
The Asombroso.
Which you hadn't drinking tequila.
I hadn't had tequila in a long time. And then
drinking, that's not even a real word.
Nope.
I just made it up.
I wasn't going to say anything. I'm glad you did.
I had a couple cocktails.
I want a pizza. I'm hungry.
All right.
I want some Baronis.
That's good pizza. If you ever come out to the LA area, go to Baroni's. It's good pizza.
I'm hungry.
Yeah. Well, on that note, I think
corned beef and Swiss on rye.
Wow. It's amazing what you order when you're drunk, too.
Maybe another BLT.
What hits you? A corned beef?
Corned beef and Swiss.
On rye?
Yeah, it's tasty.
From the deli, where it's $12.50?
Fuck yeah, that's the problem.
Well, I would like to thank everybody for their suggestions.
It's early enough, we could still go to Henry's Tacos.
Thank everybody for your suggestions for Who's Your Daddy's Cocktail Show here. Again, if you're listening on iTunes, it is 30mch.com is our podcast and blog. Scott will have his review of the last week's cigar as well.
Eventually.
Right? The last week's cigar, which was a nice cigar for $4. $4 or $5. You can't beat that.
Yeah, it was.
And then the Rocket Patel 1990. Well, you can also get the 92, which is a good cigar as well. He'll have his reviews of those. And, of course, Lola will be putting up her part three of How to Get Women.
Yeah, I think she was supposed to put it up tonight, as a matter of fact.
Is she? Okay. Well,
so we'll have to...
I'll have to read that.
I'll have to look into that.
And we will be, hopefully, having a party soon here, coming up in, hopefully, in July, I'm thinking. Late July.
Yeah, once I get back from Pittsburgh, man, maybe we'll have a party.
I think we're going to have a party at...
Once I get back from Pizza Fest 09.
Is that what it is? Emperor Manny Brothers?
Oh, my God. I can't wait.
You can't wait. Yeah, that's the food, man.
I belched earlier today, and I was like, ooh, I think I could taste Beto's pizza in that.
Okay, that's some serious digestive problems, man. Yeah, you're still tasting pizza from, like, the 90s or something.
I was just getting excited.
Yeah. So make sure you comment on any of these blogs or the podcast as well. And don't forget to put a comment up on iTunes. We're trying to move up the ratings there. So put a review and a comment up there on iTunes. And join our Facebook page if you haven't joined it yet.
And, yeah, fuckers.
That's a nice way to do it.
And thank you, listeners.
And once again, thank you for listening to the 30-Minute Cocktail Hour.